Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Joel Hawk. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 through 31. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor, and our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts. And I will show you a still more excellent way. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. What God makes is beautiful. From butterflies to bobcats to blazing stars more than a billion miles away, what God makes is beautiful. In this world after the fall, what God makes can be marred by sin, subject to corruption and decay, and tainted by death. But even then, we confess, and very often see, that what God makes is beautiful. What Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12 reminds us that this is true of the human body as well. God has arranged the members of the body as he chose so that it could function and interact in many and various ways with the world around it. God has composed the body in a certain way so that some parts are shown off more than others, but no part is dispensable. No part is able to be cut off or ignored. What God makes is beautiful. Even more so, what 1 Corinthians 12 reminds us is that this is true of the body of Christ, the church. God creates the church, and so it is beautiful. God has brought many and diverse people into the church. He has given them many created gifts and many gifts of his Spirit. They use those gifts for the good of the church as it interacts with the world around it and to care for one another within the church. God has composed it this way. Some of the offices and areas of service in the church are named here or elsewhere in Scripture. Other parts of the body and their service are not named, but they are no less a part of the body of Christ. They are no less placed there by God to care and be cared for, to give and receive honor, to suffer and rejoice together, to live in unity and harmony. God has brought us all into the church and made us the body of Christ together. And what God makes is beautiful. Now, is the church as it exists on earth far too often marred by sin, subject to corruption and decay, and tainted by death? Sadly, yes. And so, as the church, we pray for the forgiveness of Christ. We show the forgiveness of Christ with one another. We yearn for the day when we ourselves and the world around us will be free from corruption and decay. We eagerly anticipate the removal of the sting of death. But in the midst of it all, no matter what part we are appointed to, no matter what place we believe we fill in the church, we desire the higher gifts and we desire to walk in the more excellent way. And as 1 Corinthians 13 tells us, that is the way of love. For that is the way of Christ, whose body we are. Whatever our area of service, we do it in love. Whatever part in the body we have, we are that part in love. After all, Christ's love for us is the way God has brought us into Christ's body, and it is the beautiful way he leads us to live in that body by his Spirit. And as God sees us, his church, as he has redeemed us and clothed us in Christ, as he sees the church as the body of Christ, he sees what we believe and confess. What he makes is beautiful. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, even as you bless your servants with various and unique gifts of the Holy Spirit, continue to grant us the grace to use them always to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.